Welcome back, you horny little rats. It's time to smut up and listen.
Just a reminder for today's episode and all future episodes, our opinions are subjective. We don't advocate for kink shaming or author shaming. This is all in good, smutty fun. Enjoy. And don't forget to check out patreon.com/smutupandlisten to listen to the r/smut podcast, where Riley and I will be doing blind reactions every Tuesday to Reddit erotica.
Welcome to r/smut, where we find the spiciest stories that Reddit has to offer and read it to you, horny little rats. It's time to r/smutup and listen.
Hey, it's Charlotte.
It's Riley.
And we're back with more Reddit erotica. And this one is for the public, for the people. So if you're listening on, I don't know, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, wherever you listen to your podcast, hey.
iHeartRadio.
And if you like what you hear this episode, go ahead and check out patreon.com/smutupandlisten and sign up for the r/smut tier on our Patreon. And you can listen to this every single week.
Yeah, do it.
And if not, then we'll be back next month.
But I really hope you do it.
And this first story is called Coming in Court by Acorn Sweetleaf. And the tags are public, erotic, secret.
Secret.
So a few years ago, I was summoned for jury duty. Being a true crime fan, I kind of always wanted it to happen, so I was super happy to finally be called up. And hey, it was a couple weeks off from work. I can't discuss the details of the case, obviously, but during one of the deliberations, the conversation turned to the morality of voyeurism and public sex. Now, like any good jury, our group had the entire spectrum of life. The chatty retiree who knew everyone's business, the quiet college student buried in their phone. Are you allowed to bring your phone into the courtroom? No.
I don't know. I mean, is there somebody standing at the door that's like, phone, give me your phone?
Probably, honestly.
I guess, yeah.
It's a court of law. The mom of three who could organize anything, the grumpy guy who hated being there, and of course, the hot stranger, juror number four, whose eyes met mine when I said, well, it's all up to personal preference, I guess. I kind of find that stuff kind of hot.
Okay, ma'am, this is a jury.
This is court. This is a courtroom.
Like Charlotte said, court of law.
Oh, honey, the old lady said with a little smirk. You are a wild one, aren't you? I think the old lady's flirting with you. TBH.
She says, come here, young little one.
I smiled back and shrugged, and the conversation moved on. I tried very hard to pretend not to notice juror number four's eyes lingering on me for a while afterwards. I tried very hard to pretend to myself that it wasn't making me a little wet. Oh. Back in the courtroom, we returned to our assigned seats. To my right, the old lady. To my left, juror number four. As we sat down, he leaned in close and whispered in my ear, do you want me to make your afternoon a little difficult for you?
Excuse me, sir?
No, thank you. I smiled, staring ahead of me as the courtroom filled up again, contemplating what I had just heard. Depends on how difficult you're thinking, I whispered back without looking at him, keeping my eyes on the judge's bench. My pulse quickened, and I could feel the heat rising in my chest. He didn't respond right away, but I felt the slightest brush of his hands against my thigh under the table. Just a quick, subtle graze that sent a jolt of electricity through me. My body tensed with the realization that this wasn't just flirting anymore. This was about to get real.
Oh my god, you guys are in court.
Yeah, and he's like, do you want me to make your afternoon horrible? Do you want me to ruin your afternoon?
Do you think that's against the law?
To fuck in a courtroom?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair.
I do think that. I shifted in my seat, trying to focus as the judge began speaking, outlining more boring legal details about the case. My heart was pounding in my ears, and I couldn't stop thinking about juror number four beside me, close enough that I could feel the heat from his body. A few minutes passed, and then, when everyone's attention was elsewhere, I felt his fingers trail softly against my knee. It was so subtle, so hidden beneath the table that no one else would have noticed, but it was enough to make my breath hitch. I knew I should have pulled away, acted like nothing was happening, but instead, I leaned in just a fraction closer to him. My body was betraying me. No, I was betraying myself. And with each second, my desire to be touched there grew stronger. His fingers trailed lightly up and down my thighs. By the time the court adjourned for lunch, my pussy was drenched. As everyone filed out of the jury box, I lingered, waiting for the others to leave ahead of me. Juror number four stayed back too. I turned to look at him and noticed the huge bulge in the front of his pants. Fuck, I needed it. Maintaining eye contact with him, I opened my legs and licked my lips. Within seconds, his fingers were up my skirt and inside my panties, slowly rubbing my clit. I gripped the back of the seat ahead of me and started to shake, the orgasm building instantly after being teased for so long. The few remaining people in the courtroom turned my way as my body started to convulse, my nipples hardening, my breath heavy. Oh my God. Everyone's like, is she having a seizure?
I know.
It was so fucking obvious at this point, and that only made me come harder. A small audience of men and women watching as I rode juror number four's fingers. It was all over in minutes, the shame hitting me instantly. I readjusted my panties and headed out to lunch without looking back, leaving a few mouths agape in the courtroom. That wasn't my only escapade with juror number four, but this post is kind of long, so let me know if you want more. The end. She just like made eye contact with a crowd of people and was like, I'm coming.
I know. I have like secondhand embarrassment for her, I guess.
Yeah.
She's looking at them and she's like,
Good for you. If that's what you're into, go for it, girl.
But you know what? I will say, I understand sex in public is a hot thing for some people.
Yes.
But I don't think it's okay to make others around you uncomfortable.
Yes.
In the act, you know? But that's just me. This next one is called Don't Go Swimming Alone, and it's by Take Me to Erotica. And she's a top erotica writer, just so you guys know. Go Ooh. Her.
It says September 2021. 24 monthly contest. I wonder if she won.
And this one is female 24, creature, monster, tentacles, anal, orgasm, bondage. Charlotte picked this one.
Of course I did.
Can you guys tell?
If there's a monster, I am in.
Yep. Going for an early evening swim in the stifling summer months is one of my guilty pleasures. And really, it's only a guilty pleasure because I like to go alone. I know I need to think about my safety and blah, blah, blah. I've heard it all before. People really need to stop worrying so much. I take care to make sure my swims are safe and sensible, never when it's too dark or with an injury or on a full stomach or anywhere where I might be at the mercy of a stranger with sinister plans. All that good stuff.
That's smart.
Sounds like a woman with her head on straight.
Yes.
I live in the middle of nowhere, which just so happens to be in a densely wooded area, roughly 2 minutes steady trekking distance away from the most enchanting, secluded lake you could ever hope to stumble across, as I did when I first moved here. Why it wasn't listed on any local maps or on the perks of the property when I rented it was a mystery to me, especially considering its breathtaking beauty, but I wasn't about to complain. It seemed that the lack of advertisement about this little slice of heaven meant that I never saw another soul here, ever.
Yeah.
That's a red flag. That would kind of scare me.
I was like, oh, cute. But yeah, creepy.
Oh.
Scary.
I just feel like I'd be a little spooked. I thought it was pure luck the first time, but I'd been for a handful of swims now and never encountered so much as a footprint of another human being. It's more than I could have ever dreamed of when I packed up and moved away from the city, and I've relished my good fortune ever since, soaking up the natural charm at every opportunity. Tonight, I had embarked on my usual journey, bikini on underneath my shorts and t-shirt combo, a towel, a drink, and some snacks, and a jumper in case I got cold. And yes, before you ask, of course I brought my cell phone with me. I was wondering. We've all seen Friday the 13th, and I'm not about to get slashed up by some mommy's boy with a bad attitude just because I came unprepared. You tell him. I stood at the edge of the lake for a moment when I arrived and took in a deep breath of the still warm summer air as I beheld the sight before me. A beautiful, crisp lake edged with dark, dense forest, glistening in the reds and golds and purples of the setting sunlight, refracting and captivating dancing beams of light across the surface of the water. The air was so still, it always was, and only the sound of crickets accompanied the steady inhale and exhale of my own breathing.
Okay, imagery.
I know. Beautiful writing. I understand why you were in that contest. I laid out my towel on the sandy edge of the lake and began to undress, pulling my t-shirt and shorts off with an eagerness that betrayed my excitement at plunging into the cooling embrace of the water. I kicked off my shoes, ripped the socks off my feet, and with about as much grace and dignity as a three-legged giraffe, I ran into the water, giggling to myself at the childish act.
Tee-hee.
The water enveloped me like a soothing blanket, wrapping me in a delicate caress of relaxation. My sticky, sweat-coated skin immediately transformed into a canvas of fresh, silky, smooth alabaster, and I sighed out my contentment as I kicked my feet off the bottom of the lake to float on my back, eyes closed with a satisfied smile lighting up my face. I would never get tired of this place.
Wow, the writing.
I know, I love it. It was as I floated, lost in my blissful reverie, that I felt something brush against the back of my thigh. There were a few fish in this lake, not many, but enough that one might accidentally brush past me, I reasoned, and quickly brushed off the sensation as I continued to float. It was only when I felt the same brush in almost the same spot that I thought something strange might be happening. Perhaps I'd cut my leg before I got in the water and the fish were feeding on my open wound. Gross.
That would be terrifying.
That, yeah. I don't think that would be like a first thought to my head, you know?
No.
I wouldn't be like, maybe I have an open wound and a fish is feeding on me. No.
No.
It was as I went to right myself and check out the back of my leg that it happened. The brushing came back. This time, not a quick brush over my skin, but a long and languid stroke. I lay floating there in shock for a beat. I was pretty sure fish didn't move like that. As I tried to reason what on earth might be happening to me, a second something began stroking my other thigh. The same motion and slow, almost reverent movements across my skin. It wasn't that I was scared at that moment. I was just plain confused. What on earth was going on? As I again decided to right myself to find out exactly what it was that was exploring my thighs in such an unusual way, the most unexpected thing happened. Two large, black-purple tentacles emerged slowly from the surface of the lake, either side of both of my legs. The tentacles were an odd color, like the sky before a storm at twilight, and glistened with some sort of mucus coating which seemed to repel the water somewhat.
Mucus? Yucky.
Disgusting. Whilst I studied these bizarre appendages and their fascinating hue, my eyebrows drawn together in confusion. They moved with both a grace and speed that made me jolt. As I watched, they began to wrap themselves with a force that should not be possible, around the thickness of my middle thighs. The tentacles were cool and smooth, lubricated in that odd viscous liquid, and seemed to ripple and flex with pure muscle as they wrapped tightly around me, and to my horror, began to gently but surely pull my thighs apart.
Oh no.
No.
She's getting essayed by the Loch Ness Monster.
I was floating there, staring up with wide eyes at the dusky sky, in utter disbelief at what was happening. Just as I began to feel like my upper half might slip below the water, another something lay across the length of my spine to prop me up and keep me floating on the surface. My heart was thundering now, thrumming noisily in my ears. I wasn't about to drown, which was my biggest concern. But now, what the hell was happening? The two tentacles on my thighs continued their slow tugging motion, and my knees were now a good few inches apart. I considered shouting for help and began to try sitting up to wrestle these tentacles off my legs, thrashing my torso in my struggle, when two more of the things splashed out of the dark water below me and wrapped themselves with much less slow and tender exploration around each one of my wrists. As the tentacles bound themselves around my delicate forearms and pulled my arms back down to the surface of the water with frightening ease, I heard something break the surface of the water behind me. Something big.
Oh no.
Oh my god, I would be crying, shitting, throwing up.
Yeah, there would be a big old log floating down the water from me.
You'd have solid poop? Wow.
Yeah.
I have diarrhea at a moment like this.
I try to keep up on my fiber.
If you're shitting logs, you're doing a good job, honey. I tried to tip my head back to look at it, but it really was starting to get dark now, and looking at whatever it was upside down whilst in the water of the lake sloshed around my face was no easy feat. All I knew was it was watching me. I could feel a pair of eyes burning into me, eyes that were far too knowing for something that had just emerged from the depths of a secluded lake. This is why you don't do that.
I'm picturing, like, the giant squid.
From what?
From, like, the depths of the sea.
Oh, just a giant squid?
Yeah, just, like, you know, your average giant squid.
I'm picturing, like, a fictional sea monster.
Oh, I'm going squid.
You said, I'm picturing the squid. Who's the squid?
The squid.
My pulse was thundering now as my confusion, fear, and apprehension jostled for the first place in my chest. I just couldn't understand what was happening to me. Was I being attacked? Was this some sort of bizarre prank? I just couldn't seem to engage my brain enough to string a coherent thought together. Yeah, who would?
Yeah, no.
In that moment, as I lay there frozen in my state of overwhelm, things took an even stranger turn. My thighs were wide apart now, not uncomfortably so, but wide enough that the position was obscene. My arms were bound and held out to the side of me as my body continued to be propped up. So I still floated on the surface of the water, laying there prone and helpless, knowing it was futile to even try to shout for help given the remote location I lived in. Not one, not even two, but three of these tentacles broke the surface between my thighs and writhed there above the surface of the water in an unusual hypnotic motion. I tipped my chin down to my chest to watch these things squirming around, tapered at the end to a dull point and increasing to the thickness of a soda can. At the point they met the water, they began to move in unison towards the fabric of the bottoms of my bikini.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, that's why nobody's swimming in this lake.
Yeah. They said, watch out. That thing's gonna fuck ya. I think I realized then what was happening, because at that exact moment, my feelings of trepidation began morphing into something hotter, something more like tantalization. Like,
oh, she's what? Into it. She's like, yeah.
She's like, oh, you wanna gap in this? Okay. I thought you were trying to spook me. All three of these thick appendages hooked around different parts of the fabric of my bikini bottoms with a dexterity that made me marvel, and with a very firm yank, ripped the fabric away from my body. I gasped loudly and in response heard a deep humming sound come from the whatever it was that was watching me from behind. My face flushed with a mixture of embarrassment and intrigue at what was clearly about to happen to me. I was completely bare to this thing that confined me here, and with a combination of the whisper of a breeze across the damp fabric covering my breasts and the rising feeling of primal need within me, my nipples hardened to stiff, visible peaks.
Okay.
I watched in slack mouthed awe as the three tentacles, moving as though one entity, lowered themselves cautiously towards my now bare and open pussy, all that I had on full display due to the wideness of my spread thighs. One of the tentacles moved closer than the other, and with a precise and achingly unhurried movement, rubbed itself through my waiting folds. I moaned, an involuntary sound escaping my mouth at the feeling of this slick, cool thing pressing against my sensitive lips, my slightly slick entrance, and the lightly throbbing nub of my clit.
Always with the nub.
Seeming to approve of the sound I made, the other two tentacles moved toward me now, and whether I meant to or whether again I moved with an involuntary jerk of passion-fueled interest, my thighs strained even wider to allow them better access. I groaned loudly and squeezed my eyes shut tight as one of the tentacles began a wriggling, writhing movement over my aching clit, whilst another began lightly probing at my entrance, with each wriggle and jab causing the tentacle to push ever so slightly inside my pussy. I moaned, and my limbs jerked in the water, causing a violent clash of ripples to skitter along the surface of the lake in all directions. The tentacle working on my clit was relentless, creating the perfect amount of lubricated friction as it moved over me, the sounds it elicited from me only seeming to make it move faster, to press more urgently, and find the exact spots I liked most so it could flick over them more fervently.
I feel like this lake monster can pleasure a woman better than 90% of men.
Yeah. And it's like listening to her, remembering the spots it needs to hit. I could feel my own wetness now, mixing with the strange slipperiness of these tentacles, as about 4 inches of one of them was now snaking and writhing inside me. I could feel the tip of it inside me, exploring and rubbing against the sensitive walls, finding the spots that made me clench around it and moan and jerk with more ferocity. I was spellbound by the sensations, and my nipples strained even harder in the dim light. The tentacle working its way inside my pussy gave a demanding push then, and squeezed another 4 or so inches inside me, and I gasped in shock and pleasure. I was feeling so impossibly full and so unbelievably turned on by the impossibly expert way this creature was working me. Now it had filled me to its content. The tentacle inside my pussy began thrusting in and out of me, sloshing in the water around us and punishing my hole with its insistent pace.
Punishing my hole.
Oh my god. It felt incredible, like nothing I could have imagined, and my uninhibited moans filled the cooling night air as my orgasm began to build and I let go of my reservations. Just as I became accustomed to the feeling of my clit being assaulted so unbelievably perfectly, and the brutal thrusting of the long, thick tentacle inside my pussy, the third tentacle began moving again. Anal!
That's going in your booty.
Yeah, it is. It snaked its way confidently towards my arse.
Arse gets me every time.
It's a good word. It's a good word. Probing its slick, snake-like form against my tight little hole, I screwed my eyes shut tight again, mostly lost to the building orgasm that this creature was forcing out of me. But a touch of nervousness at being explored there still came over me. Fair enough, girl. Anal's scary the first time.
It is. And what a way to start it.
Yeah. Also, perfect in the water. Slippery.
And there's lube.
Yeah, it's all mucusy.
Yum.
You love your monsters. I had no time to worry, though, and still riding the blissful feeling of my impending climax, the creature pushed the third tentacle inch by exhilarating inch inside my arse until it sat deep inside me.
Gets me every time.
This time not thrusting, but gently pulsing and flexing just enough to send a ricochet of sensations through me that only seemed to speed up my approach to my orgasm. As the tentacles pulsed across my clit and flexed deep inside my arse and brutally fucked my now soaking wet pussy, I started to buck and thrash more wildly in the creature's grip. My orgasm was barreling through me, and it was going to be the most intense pleasure I'd ever received. And she can't even tell anyone about this.
No, who's going to believe you?
Yeah, because, like, what do you say? I got fucked by something in the water. It had tentacles.
And it was amazing. I loved it. I loved every second of it.
It really know how to work me. I feel like someone would be like, I'm calling the police. I twitched helplessly and screamed out my pleasure as the creature fucked and played with my bound body like it was just a delicious little plaything. And I came so hard at the idea of being used by some alien being that my throat grew hoarse as I shouted and moaned and whimpered, the waves of my orgasm pulsating through my clit, clenching around both of the tentacles that stilled inside me, only squirming slightly against the sensitive spots it found within me as I came and came, twitching and moaning and completely lost in my pleasure. The only other sound I could hear as my panting and moaning lessened, my orgasm finally starting to subside, was the unmistakable sound of a satisfied groan that came from the creature behind me that had watched me come apart for it, had I assumed, been the one doing all of this to my body. As I lay there panting and trying to come to terms with what just happened, I couldn't help but wonder if I were now going to be set free, or if the creature still had more for me in store. I tilted my head back again to look at the creature, and as I did so, caught the gaze of a wickedly seductive pair of eyes glinting in the moonlight. He said, round two?
I know, he didn't get to finish.
No, he didn't. Suck his wiener.
If he has one, suck his tentacles, all seven of them.
Suck it. Yeah, each one. Just...
Oh, I liked that one.
The writing was beautiful.
It was. All right, and this next one is called The Night My Hot Wife Became a Hot Wife.
Oh.
Okay. By Master Scarcity 6696. And the tags are sharing, male, female, male, wife. My 42 male wife, 41 female, has always been very attractive, slim with long blonde hair, and she's a flirt. I've always noticed her lingering eye contact with attractive men and a suggestive smile. She gets plenty of attention and she loves it. If truth be told, I enjoy watching her flirting. Mostly I enjoy fucking her after a party or a dinner when she's been particularly flirtatious with one or two men. She's probably fantasizing about these other guys bending her over and filling her tight little pussy. She has never vocalized this to me, but deep down, I know. Oh, he's like, deep down, I know.
I know this is a lot of people saying, totally fine, in my own relationship.
Oh. I would sob.
Yeah. When, if I was like, I know my husband's thinking about other women, I just know.
What she doesn't know either, though, is that I love the thought of watching her with other men enjoying her, spreading her legs apart and entering her, hearing her moaning on another man's cock. That's a secure man.
It is a secure, confident.
Could never be me.
No. No.
This night, we were invited to a friend's 40th birthday party at a posh country club. Dinner, drinking, and dancing. There were about 100 there, and the crowds were quite well-to-do. Everyone had made an effort to dress up in cocktail attire. My wife was wearing a blue and white figure-hugging pencil dress that went to her knees. It showed off her cute little round ass and perky little tits. She wore this with strappy heels. She looked amazing, and from the second I saw her, I couldn't keep my hands off of her. I knew one way or another she was getting fucked in that dress. And he's like, and it's not gonna be me. We arrived at the party, and from the second we walked in, I clocked guys checking her out. She met some friends, and I went to find some drinks. I took longer than expected, and when I came back, she was in a group of people but chatting to a man about our age. Of course she was. As I say, she's a flirt and she loves the attention. He was tall and broad, how she likes her men. This guy was taller than me, about 6'4", and very handsome. She was laughing, and lots of subtle little touches on his biceps and his chest or stomach. She's touching his stomach?
I don't know if she likes you, sir. I don't know if she likes you.
No. She's like, oh yeah, that's my cuck husband.
She's like, he'll watch us fuck if you want.
Or I can kick him out. Whatever. I just hung back and got to chatting to someone else, watching her from afar. She didn't see me, and I watched as the two of them made their way to the bar. I didn't want to interrupt her fun by delivering her drink earlier. This poor man.
Yeah, what the fuck is this?
I want to hug him. I feel so bad. He's like, I like this. I swear I like this.
That's honestly how it fucking sounds. Like, he's like, no, really, really. I love watching my wife with other men.
I don't want to interrupt her by bringing her her drink. She's talking to another guy and he's taller than me and very handsome.
Yeah, as her husband, I could never.
I waited before going back to find her. And when I did, she was in full conversation, laughing and looks, flicking her blonde hair back. I went over and said, oh, there you are, and put my arm around my wife. I could see she was a little disappointed, and clearly he was a bit surprised by my arrival.
What the fuck?
She's like, God damn it, you're here.
This poor man.
He made his excuses and went off, and I asked my wife if she was enjoying herself. I said she looked like she was having fun and raised my eyebrows at her, and she just protested innocence. I know my wife deeply, and I knew if I had reached between her legs, she would have been dripping wet. The thought of her flirting combined with how she looked made me so hungry to have her. The evening went on, and during my dinner, my wife made excuses to go to the ladies' room, and I noticed after about 10 minutes, there was no sign of her. She ditched his ass.
Yeah, I'm like, she's cheating on you. This isn't like a... She's not participating in your game.
No, she's trying to ditch you and she's disappointed when you're there. And he's like, ow. No, this is just so us. This is so us.
It's just her.
Don't worry, I love it though.
Yeah.
Not unusual at a busy party, but I went to check to see if she was okay. I found her chatting to the tall stranger again, laughing and clearly enjoying herself. This was a bit more than usual, and I was a little put out that she wasn't giving me all the attention. Sir, she isn't giving you any attention.
Yeah, none.
After dinner and the party started, my wife and some friends hit the dance floor, so many of the eyes were on her, and of course the tall guy was never far away. I watched the looks between them, and my wife is no fool, showing off her ass to him and the odd bump into him. Accidentally, I'm sure. Whatever you need to tell yourself.
Yeah, honestly, this poor guy.
We're all drunk, and I'm now horned to the teeth, and I know my wife is. I ask if we can go and get some air, so we leave the main party and go for a walk outside around one of the gardens. She's clearly been enjoying the free champagne. I know this because she can be very slutty in this mood. I pull her into the side door of the club, which leads us to a billiards room. There are two large tables in there in the darkness, lit by the moonlight streaming in through the window. I push her gently against one of the tables and begin to run my hands all over her body. No kissing yet. I turn her around and bend her over the table so I can get a better view of that ass. I run my hand up the inside of her thigh, lifting her skirt. I tease her and don't touch her pussy. She loves this. No, she doesn't. She hates you.
She's like, this is why I'm flirting with other men.
I'm as hard as I can be in my underwear and turn her around and hitch her skirt right up and whip her tiny excuse of a thong off her. I lift her up onto the edge of the table and we're kissing hard now. She's frantically undoing my belt and trousers and pulls out my hard cock. I rub it against her pussy, but this is no time for foreplay. We could be discovered at any moment, and she's soaked anyhow. I slide into her and she's moaning. She lays back on the table and I'm thrusting into her. She's riding back against me, her heels wrapped around my waist, digging into my ass. I pull her up to get a better angle. I try to kiss her on the mouth, but she turns her head so I can kiss her neck.
I'm shocked.
She's like, don't kiss me. She hates you. She hates this man.
She's like, please don't.
I'm so caught up in the moment, I think nothing of it. She pushes me back slightly and unzips her dress and lets it slip to the floor. She glances over my shoulder briefly as I stand and admire her beautiful naked body, just in her heels, illuminated by the moonlight. I pick her up once again and continue to fuck her. She wraps her arms around my neck and her head next to mine facing the door. She's moaning and clearly loving it. I don't know what it was that made me turn around, but when I glanced over my shoulder, I saw him, the tall guy. He stood in the doorway watching us, with his trousers undone and his large, hard penis in his hand, masturbating as he watched us.
Oh my god. He's just standing there with his dick out.
Yeah, and he's like, it's so big.
Yeah.
It dawned on me quickly that he'd been there for quite some time and that my wife had been fully aware. She was putting on a show for him, and I didn't mind one bit. I didn't miss a beat, although I started to fuck her harder now, and then a thought came into my head. I slowly stepped away from my wife, who was slightly disappointed the fucking had stopped, but she was still laying on the table with her legs spread. I motioned for the tall guy to come over. My wife looked at me to get my reassurance, and I just nodded. He didn't need a second invitation. I mean, who would? She looked like a goddess perched there. He walked over, cock in hand, and began to devour my wife's body. His cock was much bigger than mine, about 8 inches long. I saw my wife's hand go straight for it, jerking him off faster and faster, then guiding him into her. I nearly came at that point, watching my wife get fucked for the first time by another man, watching him stretch her little pussy, hearing her moan, and watch as she lifted her little ass off the table to ease herself all the way into him.
I'm sorry, but he has a much bigger dick than yours, and you're just like, yeah, fuck her.
She won't kiss you in front of him. She's like, why are you here? While they're talking. And he's like, yeah, we all love this. He fucked her gently at first, building up his pace, but he couldn't last more than a few minutes. She felt what was coming and wrapped her legs tightly around him so he couldn't pull out. He exploded inside her. She was gasping and staring into his eyes as she took his full load deep in her pussy. He was shaking and walked backward away, catching his breath. He dressed quickly and left. I wasn't finished. I walked over to my wife and kissed her hard on the mouth. I was so aroused. I spun her round and bent her over the table. I pulled her arms behind her back and fucked her harder than I ever have. She was full of his cum and stretched from his big cock. I didn't care. I came quickly from fucking her so aggressively, reclaiming her. She took her second load of the night and lay shaking on the table. We made a hasty exit from the party and continued our fun at home. Our first sharing experience and not our last. Oh, I'm sure it wasn't your last.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure. I'm sure she's doing her own thing, too. Yeah.
That one was sad.
That one was a little sad, yeah. This next one is sex with a scarer at a haunted house, and it's female 28, male 28, secret public sex.
Yeah.
And this one is from Acorn Sweetleaf. A few months ago, my friends dared me to visit this local haunted house attraction that's infamous for having a few good scares. Vink. Actors jumping out at you from hidden doors, creepy sound effects, the whole works. It's a long way from McCamey Manor. Have you ever heard about McCamey Manor?
Yeah, it's fucked up.
Yeah. Fucked up. Shouldn't be real.
No.
But I was down for the challenge because I'm obsessed with horror, even though I don't believe in ghosts or any of that. At least, not in the day. LOL.
LOL.
Anyway, I show up, and it's like a ghost town. Pun intended. There were barely any other people around because it was off season, so the place was extra creepy. And I'm going through the house. I get totally freaked out by one of the scares. Someone in a black robe, head to toe, jumping out at me from behind a corner and grabbing me around the waist chest area. Now, I don't think the scare was prepared for just how big my boobs are, and he grabbed me a little too high and sort of grabbed my tits. I screamed at first, but as the grab lingered, the scream sort of turned into a moan.
Oh, no.
I was super embarrassed, and judging by the little nervous laughter under the costume, so was the guy. Ha ha.
Ha ha.
It was a strange moment, but I swear that the thrill of being touched by a stranger in such a public place sent a jolt of electricity through my body, directly to my pussy. Fast forward. I get lost in this maze, like part of the house. And who do I bump into again? Black robe guy. It would be a lie to say I hadn't been thinking of him since he had unintentionally pinched my nipples through my shirt. Whoa. Goodness. So we meet again, I said, a little nervous laughter in my voice. You gonna grab me again? He's like, it's my job.
I have to.
Black robe guy shrugged. There's a real intensity in the air, with the dark corridors, creaky floors, and creepy-ass sounds echoing around us. I don't know if it was the adrenaline or the whole vibe, but the sexual tension was crazy. You're blocking my path, I said, but that's okay. Maybe I wanted to be grabbed.
Okay.
I moved toward him. The corridor was so tight that I had to turn sideways to get past, presenting my ass to him as I did so. I felt myself brush up against something hard, and before I could even think about it, he grabbed my waist and pulled me in. I pushed back against him, feeling his cock in between my ass cheeks as he lifted my skirt. I could feel his hands sliding up under my shirt, cold from the air and sending shivers through me. The sound of eerie whispers and creaking floors around us just added to the intensity, like we weren't alone. But we didn't care. He slid his finger beneath my thong, gently grazing my pussy as he pulled the fabric to the side. That's when it really hit me. I'm about to hook up with a total stranger in the middle of a haunted house. Fuck, it made me so wet.
That sounds so scary.
He could have so many STDs, and you don't know.
Or he could be a psycho.
He could honestly murder you.
He could be Sibby from Satan's Affair.
He totally could. We knew we could get caught at any moment. My breath hitched when his fingers found exactly the right spot, and within seconds, my hips were moving against his touch. He unzipped his pants, and there was this moment where we both paused, just taking in the insanity of what we were doing. But before I could second guess, he was inside me. And the mix of pleasure and danger was like nothing I've ever felt before. Every creak and groan in the room made my heart race harder, half expecting another scarer or security to stumble in on us. That tension only made it hotter. He fucked me hard, my tits bouncing with each thrust of his cock. Fuck, I moaned. Fuck yes. He placed his hand over my mouth and fucked me harder, and I started to come, my screams mingling with the stupid schlocky effects of the haunted house. Schlocky?
I know, it's just like chains and like, woo. And she's like, ah.
Afterward, he led me out like nothing had happened, and I left the place in a daze to meet back up with my friends, his cum still in my pussy. Honestly, it was one of the most exciting, unexpected, and let's face it, slutty things I've ever done. I never did find out whose cock was inside me either, and I wonder sometimes if I know them, if they see me in the grocery store or the park or wherever and smile to themselves. So yeah, spooky season just hits different for me now. Hope you enjoyed my story. Let me know if you want more.
Cute, spooky. And this last one is called The Drapes by Ron White, 658. And the tags are male 47, female 44, female 43, threesome, bondage, forced by female. My girl, 44, is an absolute 10. She loves to work out, so she's toned. At 5'7 with long blonde hair and a nice tan, she's absolutely out of my league. Yet here she is, arms tied behind her back, weighted nipple clamp swing side to side, ball gag in, and butterfly vibe, delivering relentless stimulation. I have it on low so she can't come. Not yet. I love getting her so worked up that she gets desperate to please me. She loves that too. I was standing right there in front of her. I was completely naked and letting her eye my 7-inch erection. She had told me so many times how much it turned her on to have a hard dick right in front of her that she desperately wants to please but can't. That's when the doorbell rang. I left her there with the vibe still running so I could look at the doorbell cam. It was her friend, Lori. Did you know Lori was coming by? My wife looked up at me. Her eyes were watering from the prolonged stimulation. Saliva was dripping from the ball gag. Her breath was labored. She just nodded her head before falling on her side. Oh my god, poor Lori.
I know. Are they gonna make Lori eat her puss?
If you invited me over and I opened the door to see this scene, I would run away screaming.
I think I would be like, Charlotte, we can't be friends. This is unacceptable that you let me walk into this.
I kneeled in front of her, looked her right in the eye, and said, "You invited your friend and then begged me to put you in bondage just minutes before she was supposed to arrive?" She nodded. "So you want her to see you like this?" She shook her head no. "Yes, you did." I stood up, grabbed a robe, and went to the door. "Hi, Lori. Did C tell you why she invited you over?" "Hi. No, she just said she had something she wanted to show me." Bad friend.
Oh my God. Yeah, what the fuck?
"Okay, I thought so. She's in the bedroom on the floor," I instructed her. Lori was very familiar with our home. She'd been there quite a bit. "Okay, did you just get out of the shower?" she asked. "No, it'll make more sense when you see her." Oh my god.
You know what? They must have a very open friendship because...
I think we're about to find out.
Yeah, we are. I think Lori's about to eat her puss.
I followed Lori into the bedroom. With her back turned to me, I took the opportunity to drop my robe. Lori stopped in the middle of the floor. No, this is psychotic behavior. I would be so fucking pissed. My wife had managed to get back up on her knees. Her eyes were very wide as she saw her friend gaze on her naked body. "She wanted you to see this. It was a surprise to me as well." I walked by. Lori had never seen me naked before. When I looked back, Lori was staring at my dick. I just smiled, popped C's gag off, and stuffed my cock into her mouth. She immediately went to work. Lori gasped. "Oh my god, you are a slut." No, I would say, "What the fuck is this? Do not contact me ever again."
I have no fucking words.
Yeah, this is insane. I grabbed the back of C's head and held her nose to my pelvis. She was stuck with the head of my cock down her throat. She loves having her nipple clamps pulled. I looked at Lori as I voiced that invitation. Her eyes caught mine and she smiled. She walked over and grabbed the nearest weighted clamp. Lifting up, she released some of the pressure. My wife's head was still impaled by my cock, her eyes fixated on her friend. Lori gave a mischievous smile. "The slut wants what the slut wants." Okay, Lori's into it, I guess.
Yeah, go Lori.
Then she picked the weight all the way up until C's nipples were stretched up as far as it could go. Then, with a "you asked for it," she let go and the weight dropped to the bottom, stretching her nipple the other way and bouncing multiple times.
Ah.
My wife's moans escaped from around my dick. Her efforts increased. I grabbed her hair and pulled out completely. My dick hung in the cool, air-conditioned air. The saliva glistened in the light. My wife whimpered as she lost what she desperately desired. Her eyes turned to mine, begging me to give her my dick. I looked over at our guest. Her eyes were fixed on my cock as it pulsed just inches from my wife's face. How rude of you, honey. Here, you invited your friend over and you can't even offer to share? Oh my god. The shock on her face was real. She looked at Lori. Lori's eyes were still fixed on my member. Her hand slowly reached out. She took my dick in her hand and slowly massaged it. She looked up at me. I want that slut to eat your cum out of my pussy. Lori!
Oh, Lori! So it's gonna be C eating her puss.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
My eyes got huge. Lori stood up, dropped her sundress to the floor to reveal she was only wearing sexy lace panties. She grabbed my cock again and kissed me passionately. When we broke the kiss, I had come up with a plan. I grabbed the gag and put it on my wife. As the gag approached, she muttered, "You aren't," but she couldn't finish the thought before her gag turned her into a silent witness. Lori was now completely naked. Her shaved pussy was dripping. She got on her knees right in front of my wife, so I fed her my dick. She sucked it for a moment. I moaned as she sent shockwaves through my groin. "I can see why you're such a slut for him. He has such a great dick." Punch. I would punch Lori.
"Get out, bitch."
She stood, bent over my wife. The butterfly vibe was still buzzing lightly. Lori looked down, her long dark hair in my wife's face, and turned up the intensity of the vibe. It was now on max, and my wife started shaking. Her orgasm had started, and she had no way to escape it. Lori turned to me. "Give me that big dick." Lori. Lori. Lori.
I feel like kind of like poor C.
Poor everyone. She was bent over at the hip, her hands on my wife's shoulders, and her face was inches from my wife's. I pushed into her tight cunt with ease. Lori moaned. Her eyes stayed fixed on my wife's. C was battling wave after wave of intense orgasms. With each thrust, Lori was vocal about how much she was enjoying my dick. "Fuck me. Come in me." My pace quickened. I was ready to come, but it was Lori that gave in first. She screamed that beautiful scream that women do when they've reached that pinnacle. Her pussy clamped down and started pulling the sperm deep inside. After the first spurt, I had the presence of mind to pull out and spew on her arse and pussy.
Arse.
Arse. Lori reached behind my wife's head and released the gag. Then Lori commanded my wife to suck my dick clean. That's when Lori walked forward, placing her pussy against my wife's head. She left room for me to slide my dick between her legs and into my wife's mouth. When I did, my wife eagerly sucked all her juices up. I was incredibly sensitive and let both sluts know how much I enjoyed this. Moments later, Lori lowered her body, forcing my dick out and putting her cum-dripping pussy right at my wife's mouth. My wife lapped at Lori's pussy like it was her only purpose in life. Lori came again. She turned around and pushed her arse into my wife's face. She smiled a sultry smile as her hands caressed her breasts. I took the hint, walked up, and took her tits between my fingers. She stood up and kissed me deeply, looked back at my wife and winked, "I'm sure we'll do this again." Then she put on her dress and walked out. After turning off the vibe and releasing my wife from her bonds, we realized Lori left her panties. My wife sent her a text to let her know. She just replied with, "Have your husband bring them to me tomorrow." C looked at me. "I just wanted to show her the new drapes."
Oh my goodness. I feel like Lori got a little too confident in the end there.
She did. She really took it and ran with it.
Yeah, I feel like she crossed a few lines there.
Yeah, but everyone liked it, I guess.
Yeah.
I feel like it should have been more informed. Like,
yeah.
Maybe a little more planned, but you know, some people love the spontaneity and I love that for them, so.
Go off. Do it, guys.
Wow. What an episode.
Honestly. Woof.
Yeah. And if you liked what you heard and you want to hear this every week, then go check out patreon.com/smutupandlisten.
Do it.
Please.
All right. Well, if you liked this episode, make sure you rate, review, and subscribe.
Follow us on Instagram at @smutupandlistenpodcast and on TikTok at @smutupandlisten.
Tell your friends, but not your mom. And we'll see you later, you horny little rats.
Bye.